This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free, take us anywhere you go, and get the podcast after the program today. Share it with a friend if you want to. Yeah, we don't care. We don't care. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jamie.
Go Rockets!
Woo! Go Rockets! Woo!
It's opening day!
Yay!
You like my jersey?
Well, no.
Why? Why? What do you mean no? Whoa! What do you mean no?
It's the undershirt.
It's a color combo,
yeah. It's the undershirt that's not working for me. You wore light, like teal blue underneath it.
It should be purple.
Yeah.
What does it say? I don't have a purple.
Cayman Islands? Yeah, he has a teal blue undershirt under a long sleeve with a short sleeve jersey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would have gone with black, purple, or white.
Yeah, I didn't have those. All I had was a shirt from the Cayman Islands.
Okay, well, it looks
like aqua blue.
It looks like you're for two teams.
Should I take off the undershirt?
Well, no, because I like undershirts under the short sleeve Rocky shirt because it's only 23
degrees.
Oh,
my God. I don't have anything else.
Maybe grab a Sharpie. We can color the arms in.
Yeah. We'll just make them black.
All right.
Anyway, it's a good all look, right. though. Is it all brand right. new? It looks new.
No, I just wear it on opening day. I've had it for probably 10 years.
Have you really? It's in great shape.
It does look good.
It's a Todd Helton. See?
Oh, Todd Helton. Yeah, Todd nice.
Helton! Yeah. He was a Tennessee boy.
Yeah.
Legend.
Cool. Legend.
Did we get a legend. Chairs or something? This is not my chair.
No, I know. And you know what? It just walked off and went missing, and I can't find it anywhere.
My chair?
We looked everywhere.
Did they take my chair?
I have no idea. I didn't know a chair was missing.
I know this sounds so petty, you guys, because, you know, we're on the radio and stuff. But, you know, if you have a chair, you know what it feels like. And this one... This one acts like my ass is too big.
No, this was all like broken in. It was all nice.
It was nice. And this one says like, hey, you're a little too big for me.
No kidding.
Yeah, it does.
You know, there's something I want to bring up later on in the program too.
Okay.
And it's got to do with your, well, not your chair,
my
but
ass?
Along those lines.
Oh.
No, not your butt. No. It's about your chair missing and it can't be found. I'm going to bring up the guitar later.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to put an APB out.
There's two of them.
Okay, but there's one that's really.
Yeah.
I think, here's what my thinking is. Let me turn down the music, okay?
Sure.
You know I love crime shows.
I know you'd love crime shows.
And this is a crime that we're going to bring up later on.
It's
a crime. And what I'm thinking is this. We have hundreds of thousands of listeners out there, okay?
Right.
I want them to keep their eye on Marketplace,
okay.
eBay,
right.
Various places where people like to sell their merchandise,
mm-hmm.
and just maybe we can track down the heist.
Okay, well, I've already been on eBay, and there's like 200 of them. Oh.
What?
I've already been on eBay, and there's like 200 of them.
Ours is special.
Well, I know, but the thing is, none of them are papered, and whoever, this one's not papered either. You know, authentic,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
It's okay. I still want to bust them.
Because a lot of people could just, you know, sign, and people are good at that.
Well, I'm looking specifically for something, and we'll explain it after tabloid trash later this hour. I do. I remember what it
you
looks
do.
Like, yeah.
Both of them?
No, just the one. Okay. Just the one, the main one. I'm looking for somebody selling out of Denver.
Oh,
because I think the odds are very low that it would exist.
I agree with that. But can you tell like where it's being sold from?
Yeah, where it's going to be shipped from if you bought it.
Well, you have to go that far, though.
You got to be a private investigator
because
to pull this off.
You're going to have to go and buy all 200 of them to see which one comes from Denver.
Maybe, and just maybe. Maybe we offer a reward for this.
Yeah.
Like a pair of tickets to the fray.
Oh, my God.
That's all I got. Pair of tickets to the fray.
Nice.
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, we do. We have Belco chapstick.
Yeah,
and
water bottles.
Oh, yeah. And water bottles.
Yeah, come on.
No, I'm not giving away the water bottles, just chapstick.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We do have fray tickets coming up at 7:35 this morning. And we'll get to the whole heist thing a little bit later on. It's going to be cold today. It's going to be pretty cold.
It snowed a lot at my house.
Yeah, mine too.
Crazy.
Mine too.
And I was
supposed to play golf today.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
How do you find your ball in snow?
You don't.
Oh.
You don't play. It's been canceled. Yeah. No, you can't.
Well,
you can use an orange ball.
Well, that's true. Or a yellow one. Yeah.
And eventually it goes underneath the snow.
Yeah,
screwed. Screwed you. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Again, fray ticket, 7:35 this morning. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. Not just any Friday. It is opening day down at Coors Field.
Yeah.
The Rockies. Rockies come. Although, I think they lost again yesterday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though.
1-5, but we'll be 2-5 after today because we'll beat those stinking A's.
Yeah.
You wait and see.
I posted on my personal page, and I just said, yeah, I'm going down there. Nobody make fun of the fact that it's the Rockies because I have a lot of friends from, you know, California and Illinois and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then one guy wrote, and he's from California, I think he wrote, yeah, I remember that one time I went to Denver, and I put extra tickets I had on the windshield, and then I came back, and there were 7. That was not very...
That old joke.
Right.
We've all heard that joke over the years.
Exactly.
You know, and the people in California, they're right now, they're really bragging out there.
Right.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the Dodgers have started out like 8-0.
Yeah.
They're
and they
fire.
Have that guy that
Shohei.
Gambles. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. The guy that loves to gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got that guy. Uh-huh. That guy. Yeah, sure. Whatever. We don't even mention his name
on
this
program. No, we don't say that. Right?
He's
yeah.
the greatest baseball player who ever lived.
Shut up, Spadell. He's
also
a Dodger.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's the enemy.
Yeah.
We
He's
are
good, though.
We are Rockies fans. Go Dinger.
I hate the Dodgers, but I love Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, so give me a name that I can be like cuz some of my friends are baseball people.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's going. Can I just tell you where there's 14 people and I probably know 6?
Okay, so you got a group of 14 going to the game today.
And I only know 6.
And you only know 6 people. Well, that's pretty good. You'll meet new friends.
That's true. Yeah. All right, so with these people, like, give me a name and stuff.
Well, the best Rockies player is Ezekiel Tovar. He is the shortstop. He's actually really good. Everyone else kind of sucks. There's Ryan McMahon. He's the third baseman.
I need to concentrate.
Tovar. Just do Isn't Tovar.
It?
McMahon, yeah.
Okay.
Not McMahon.
Oh, sorry.
So Tolbarone is good?
Yeah, Tolbarone is
what
good.
Happened?
Yeah.
Well, he called him McMahon. It's McMahon. He called him McMahon. If Jamie went up to her friends and said, hey, what about that McMahon?
Yeah.
They're going to think she's an idiot. What are you trying to do to her?
Well, he told me that Oprah's name was really Oprah.
Isn't that how you'd say it?
I'm just saying. You're Mr. Baseball.
It's McMahon. McMahon. Ryan McMahon.
McMahon.
Yeah.
McMahon?
But I thought it was McMahon.
No, McMahon would be M-A-N-N. It has an H in it.
I hear the announcers call him McMahon. Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's the third baseman and he sucks. So
I don't even
want to
say his name now. I'm all nervous about it.
The two guys that you just need to know about
Tolbarone,
and then Kyle Freeland. Kyle Freeland is the pitcher from Colorado.
Is it that triangle chocolate?
Yeah. The best.
Oh, we have him on the team. He owns a chocolate company.
You know, downstairs they sell Tolbarone.
They do.
Yeah, and it's in that tinfoil. Oh, so good. Until you bite into it, you didn't realize you didn't take all the tinfoil off.
Tolbarone and Rolos are my two favorites.
Tolbarone
and Rolos.
No, Tobol.
Tobol?
Yeah.
Tolbarone?
Yeah.
Oh, Tolbarone is the player, right?
No, that's the chocolate. Tolbarone.
Oh, Tolbarone. Who's the shortstop?
Tovar. Yeah.
Right. I was just saying that it's Tolbarone. Oh, my God. We need to go home already.
Okay, I gotcha. I don't know.
Tovar.
Yeah, Tovar's the only name you really need to know.
Okay,
here's the weather for today. I recorded this. Now, don't let it discourage you.
So I gotta remember,
Yeah, but with a V.
Right.
Tolbarone. Here we go. Here's the weather.
Okay. Bundle up. And if you're looking for a big warm-up in store today, it's just not going to happen.
No,
it's a pinpoint weather alert day. We've got snow arriving this afternoon, this evening. Temp's going to stay.
Settle down.
Sorry.
There's nothing we can do about the weather, Jamie.
That guy's hair bugs me. It's too greasy. Do you know what I'm talking about? His hair is too greasy.
It almost looks like it's fake.
Well, it's so... No, he has like product that he like... I don't know. It's like he
saturates it, and then it's real greasy.
Bundle up, and if you're looking for a big warm up in store today, it's just not going to happen. It's a pinpoint weather alert day. We've got snow arriving this afternoon, this evening. Temp's going to stay pretty much in the 30s for most of our day.
What?
We should barely
45?
Get to about 40, 41 for the afternoon. Huh? It's going to get breezy, 10 to 20 gusts up to 25 this afternoon, this evening.
25 mile per hour winds.
You know what?
40
I think
degrees.
My friend's right. She told me to wear snow pants. She's wearing her snow pants.
You should.
I think I'm going to go get the snow pants.
You might want to get the snow pants. Yeah. It's going to be cold.
It is.
Yeah.
And
even walking from the establishment that you're going to go to first.
Yeah.
From there to the ballpark, then back. And I'd go get the snow pants.
That sound.
I know. I know.
And then if you go into a bar, you're all, sweaty crotch.
No, you're right. You're sweaty crotch right there at the bar. Yep.
Right.
Old sweaty crotch is here.
Sweaty crotch.
Going to be chilly today and got those snow showers moving in, so be prepared.
Be prepared, Jamie.
Okay.
You know what that means? Snow pants.
Snow pants.
When he says be prepared, he's telling you direct to your face, go get the snow pants.
Yeah, but, I really don't want my name to be sweaty crotch. it's because it's going to be so hot in those bars with the heat on and then all those people.
Yeah.
It's like.
I got you.
God. What is one
I got
to do?
You. It's such a dilemma right now. For anybody that's going to the game today, you've got such a dilemma on your hands. I say let's brighten up things. Here we go.
Okay. Ready? All right. What are we doing?
Ready? Ready?
Okay.
We're going to sing along. Here
Take
we go.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root for the Rockies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm not prepared because I've been looking for a chair.
Yeah.
It's
where could your chair be?
I went everywhere. Where?
I literally, the only place I didn't check was 10. And there's no way someone would haul it down there.
Yeah, maybe somebody auctioned it off and sold it or something.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, things are tight around here.
Did I tell you that one time I sat in, what's her name? She's a supermodel. I forgot her name. But anyway, I sat in her butt heat.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I was at this shushu poo poo place, this salon in Los Angeles, right? And my hairdresser did her hairdress. I think it wasn't Cheryl Teagues. It was the one after her. Anyway, but they looked alike. But she was getting her hair done. And I was like, oh, I know who she is because I've seen her, you know, supermodel. And she went to the bathroom and then I had to pee. And I sat down in her butt heat. And it's like I absorb supermodel powers.
You're kidding.
No.
Now, could you tell once you put your butt right there? Did it feel supermodel to you?
It did. Oh. I felt prettier.
Yeah.
I'm like...
That's a good story.
It is a good story. Yeah, supermodel butt heat.
Yeah. No, that's a really good story. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
I've been around you for a long time.
I know, supermodel butt heat.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's exciting.
She didn't even look up at me or know my name or anything like that, but I sat on her butt heat.
You know, I don't have a story like that. I can't name one. No, I'm serious, Jamie.
Okay.
I can't name one. I've seen people before, but I never absorbed their butt heat.
Oh, never. No.
Ever.
Well, even me peeing next to Vanna White doesn't, I mean, because she was in the next stall.
Yeah.
I was hoping she'd toot. I don't know why. I guess for story time.
I don't think she toots, though.
Well, if she did, it'd go like this. Toot. It'd be cute.
Yeah.
Because she's so perfect, you know.
It'd probably sound like one of those letters turning on the Wheel of Fortune.
Ding.
Ding.
Yeah.
That'd be her toot.
What is happening?
It's opening day.
I know, and I did
We're
this.
Festive.
This is festive. Yeah, this is my fault.
Yes.
I apologize. All right, Schmidel.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Let's see here. I have a couple of trivia questions for you.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
How many no-hitters have been thrown at Coors Field?
I think it's 4.
Wrong!
I thought you knew baseball.
Yeah,
no hitters?
Dude,
come
you
on.
Got McMahon, McMahon. You called him McMahon. You don't even know his name. Now you don't even know how many no-hitters have been thrown.
I know that no Rockies player has thrown a no-hitter at Coors Field. They're all done by opposing teams.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one.
I know, but that was pretty good. But I mean, his chances were good, too.
Odds were pretty good. I mean, think about it. There was only one.
What band played Coors Field? What was the first band that ever played Coors Field?
Ooh. Oh, that's
oh man,
good.
That's a really good one. Journey?
Rolling Stones?
No, wrong!
Really?
Yeah, it's Zac Brown.
Oh, Zac Brown band, yeah.
All right, I'll get to some
That was recent,
later.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good
They
one.
Do have a Shakedown Street night this year, which is the first time the Rockies have done that. The Avalanche have always done it, which is like a Grateful Dead thing. But now the Rockies are going to do it this year in August.
Who cares?
Dude, Grateful Dead.
Aren't you
going to
go to the game?
Who cares?
Yeah, I'll go to that one.
Who cares?
Yeah.
A CSU star has become the highest paid tight end in NFL history.
Huh? Trey McBride.
That guy.
Yeah.
What's up with you today?
Yeah. What do you
he
mean?
Knows. He knows, though. By the way, McMahon is right.
Is it?
Yeah. McMahon.
No, it's McMahon.
You were saying it completely wrong.
McMahon is what I was saying, yeah. But it's McMahon?
It's McMahon.
Like Ed McMahon?
Correct.
Yeah.
I got a story about him, too.
So do I.
Ed McMahon's children went to my boyfriend, who was an orthodontist, right? And his kids went to my boyfriend for their orthodontics. And so one day, he came in for Christmas, and he handed Jeff Cohen, of all names, right?
Yeah.
He handed him a big Santa Claus full of cookies. And it said, Merry Christmas, Jeff, Dr. Cohen, from Ed McMahon
yeah.
and family. Well, Jeff is Jewish. So Jeff ended up giving Ed McMahon's big thing of cookies yeah. to my mom.
Yeah.
She was so excited to tell all the neighbors, this came from Ed McMahon, which it didn't. Ed did not give it to your mom. But my mom walked around to all the neighbors showing her Santa full of cookies.
All right, here's my Ed McMahon, okay? Ed McMahon used to be right there with Johnny Carson, you know, years ago. All right, so I'm in Tampa, Florida at the time. And remember, he used to go door-to-door with those big checks?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
knock on the door,
what
surprise
people. What was it? Publishers Clearinghouse.
I think that's what it was. Can't remember exactly. He came by the radio station in the Wienermobile.
Whoa!
Because they had teamed up with Oscar Mayer to do one of the checks and took me with him to deliver a check.
You and Ed literally were riding together in the Wiener?
We went on the Wienermobile.
Whoa.
Me, Ed McMahon, and a couple of other people. We went to this house, knocked on the door to present a check.
You presented?
That's pretty cool.
You were a presenter?
Well, I had to stand near the Wienermobile.
Because I never saw you in the commercials.
No, they wouldn't let me go up to the front door because they were filming it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they made me stay with the Wiener.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. So I got stuck with the Wiener.
The Wiener security.
Well, yeah. I just, yeah.
You
they
know,
wanted
to
be out of the
picture.
That's on
my bucket list is to ride in a Wiener.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I feel like you have.
No, I've seen it. I just haven't been in it.
Oh. Yeah, it's beautiful on the inside. Nice Wienermobile.
Yeah. Anyway, can we get back to the this player? This train. What, was that exhausting for you?
I'm tired.
Remember earlier off the air, you go, I don't make any noises.
Yeah. Rarely.
Rarely. Anyway, let's get back to Trey McBride. Colorado State football star Trey McBride, he apparently became the highest paid tight end in NFL history yesterday when he signed a giant contract extension. Wow.
Where do you play high school ball?
Was it
Fort Morgan?
Yeah, Fort Morgan High School.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And then CSU.
He's rich.
He is.
And I wish I knew him.
He's a young kid. He's not going to give you anything.
You don't know.
He's not going to
give you. He might love me. He might say, man, that BJ's a good guy. I'll give him $1 million.
Just like that.
You know what? I don't know why I was thinking this because I was getting ready to say, he's not going to give you a Corvette or something. Last night I had a dream that our boss, Kibasa Band Mike, had jean shorts on and was riding around in a Corvette.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know what? I could totally see him wearing some jorts.
Me too.
I could in a Corvette.
What is that thing about men that with Corvettes wear jean shorts?
And the top down because he's so tall that he's just way up above the windshield?
It's like a thing. It's like, yeah, let's get on our jean shorts and get in our vet.
I don't know.
It is a thing. They go together. All right. Anyway, tramp stamps are back. Thank God Carson has one.
Oh, yeah. See, I told you it was coming back. It's a matter of time.
I can't believe these things are coming back. Oh, God. I bet a lot of people are happy, though, because a lot of people are super humiliated they ever got one.
Right.
Yeah, but now they are back. It's the lower back tattoo, in case you don't know. It's, you get something written across here, and it says the... they're coming back as a form of empowerment. What kind of power does that give you?
Ask Carson.
Oh.
You're looking at me. I don't have one.
Listen, my butterfly with two hockey sticks. I mean, does that not say strong?
Yeah. Hey, I'm
come
not gonna
on.
Question.
I'm empowered right now. I'll show it to you. Here.
Hey.
Oh my God. Why is it so believable that he has that?
He's not lying.
A butterfly with two hockey sticks.
See, it's your strong side. Like, I'll punch you in the face, but also I'll cuddle you afterwards.
Yeah, right? Oh my God. All right. Anyway, Tom Cruise. I'm worried that he does that. Tom Cruise paid tribute to his late Top Gun co-star Val Kilmer on yesterday. He said, I can't tell you how much I admire his work, how grateful and honored I was when he joined Top Gun and came back later for Top Gun Maverick. I think it would be really nice if we could just have a moment together because he loved movies and he gave a lot of us all just, let's see, remember. Anyway, said, blah, blah. Here's what I know. Tom Cruise, you did not hang out with him later, okay? So don't act like y'all, you know.
With
Val.
Val?
Yeah.
There is a video of them just a few years ago.
Well, that's Top Gun.
I saw that one.
Maverick, probably.
Oh, I don't know. I saw a video yesterday.
He said, I wish we would have watched movies together. Well, you coulda.
Yeah.
Mm. You can't say it now.
I saw a video of Val, and I guess it was shot in the last few weeks, and it was bad.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
And then finally for you, I have this, and that is that the MTV Video Music Awards, for the first time ever, were going to be showed on CBS. That seems weird, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have, like, declining numbers, like viewer numbers, and then they're going to put it on, like, primetime? That's crazy.
I know. It just seems like MTV on CBS. Seems weird.
Well, they don't even do videos anymore.
It's a lot of vowels.
I know.
They do very little music.
And they run that that one show all the time.
Constance.
What? What's that show that they run?
What was he? Did he just mumble something?
I said it's a lot of consonants. I said vowels, but it's consonants.
Are you okay?
Is there, no,
do
I'm
we
not.
Have like a, do we have carbon monoxide leak in there?
No. There's something going on. Something
I told you on the elevator that I did not get any sleep last night.
You're just spewing words.
Yeah. I know, dude.
Why couldn't you sleep last night? What are you worried about?
Just girl problems. I don't really want to talk about it.
You got girl problems?
Yeah.
And the bitch A1.
Yeah. I got 99 problems, but A1.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
I don't really want to talk about
it. You can't bring it up and not talk about
it. Yeah.
What happened?
Share with the class.
Mm-hmm. We're a reality show. You gotta.
We were talking about just like how much me and her are seeing each other, and I was complaining that I'm not getting enough time from her, and then she's going out with this group of guys two nights in a row.
Oh.
And, yeah.
She dumped you, huh?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet.
I like to get to the point.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, but that's a fair fair concern.
Yeah.
So you feel it coming?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, that's sad. Anything we can do to cheer you up? Maybe a back rub or something? Carson would.
Yeah. Carson's got strong hands.
We can play that I Feel It in the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
How's that help?
Because he can feel it that they're gonna wake up.
We can make it his soundtrack to his life.
Yeah. I think a back rub was better.
Okay. All right, I'm done. There you go, tableau trash.
All right, hey man, I feel bad for you now.
Well, I do too.
You kind of brought me down a little bit.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I was trying not to.
But listen, I learned the best line last night watching Southern Charm.
Uh-huh.
I know. By the way, they brought up the Broncos, but that's a whole different Oprah. On Southern Charm, Craig got his heart just exploded, right?
Yeah.
Like, by what's her name? I mean, and he didn't see it coming. They were Paige, and they were going to get married, and he had a ring.
Yeah.
He even had a ring. And so she just went off with this other guy, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, you didn't even try to chase me. And then Andy said, why didn't you try to chase her? And he said, if somebody really loves you, you don't have to chase them.
Yeah, dude. Oh. It's doesn't make any sense to have to like demand time from someone that's supposed to be giving you time, and they tell you that they're like into you. But, so yeah,
right. So that's your mantra. I'm not chasing after anybody that doesn't want me.
Yeah,
and doesn't want to give me time.
That is exactly how I feel.
There you go.
What if she says okay?
What do you mean okay?
No, it's not.
I'm not going to chase you. Okay.
He's not going to say it. He's just going to show her.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not going to say it. We're not going to put our cards out.
Hey, look. At least you still have OnlyFans.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I can always go back to full-time creepy.
You got
to
back up.
If she doesn't want you, if she doesn't put the time into it, why should you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One-sided relationships are no fun at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. They're really not.
No.
I think we've all been in one at some point in our lives.
It makes me feel a little crazy, to be honest.
It does.
Yeah.
Because then you feel like, then they gaslight you and they do that whole thing.
Yeah, and you're like, yo, why aren't you hanging out with me, but you're going out and hanging out with all these other people.
Oh my God, you're so jealous.
And, and then I was like, I'm jealous that you're hanging out with all these other people. I haven't seen you for 3 weeks since I came back from my paintball tournament.
Oh.
So like, why are you not hanging out with me?
Yeah. You haven't seen her in 3 weeks?
I haven't seen her since I went to that paintball tournament.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Three weeks?
Uh-huh.
Are we sure we're
together? She stopped by for an hour at a Topgolf thing, and I was like, hey, can you come meet my friends? And then she stopped by and immediately left. And I was like, hey, do you want to hang out tonight after Topgolf? And she's like, no, I have to go take care of my dog.
You might want to just end
And then
this.
I was supposed to, she was supposed to come down to the St. Patrick's Day parade, just completely skipped out on that.
Oh.
So it's just like, I just keep getting like ditched.
I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
I feel like you're doing good for a guy that doesn't want to talk about it.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, people love the Fray, and the Fray's coming to town later on in the summer. We've got tickets, 7:35 to win.
Nice.
All right, Ed Sheeran put out a song last night. What's the name of this thing?
Is it that Venezuelan word or whatever?
It's Persian. It's Azizam.
Azizam. Well, I feel like he got the idea from this song we just played. Because he's like, you know, those foreign language, whatever. Meet me at the apartment.
It is a catchy song.
I don't like when they do titles I can't pronounce.
I know.
Because I got to sit here and pronounce them. Because he sees them.
But he's like, oh, wow, you know, apartment in, what was it? Is it Chinese? I don't remember, whatever that word is. And he's like, that really worked and took off with Bruno Mars. I'm going to do a song with a foreign word in it. Yeah, so he did.
You know, he is so talented. It's unbelievable. Yes. I watched some of his videos where he just pops up on a street somewhere. He's got one with Jimmy Fallon, although I don't like the ones with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I do, because what he did is he showed him how he does the looping.
Yeah.
That one, he showed him how he does the looping, yeah. and he's a one-man band.
He really is.
The one I saw, they were on a subway platform,
Yeah.
I don't know. He's done several, but he's so talented, man.
Really good.
He's a one-man show. All right, here we go. This is the brand new one. What's it called again?
Azizam.
Azizam. All right. Ed Sheeran.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Brand new ED. Ed music. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's solid.
He's looping some. I can't remember who did the Never Never part, but that's somebody's. He looped it. I'm sure he got the rights to it, but the Never Never.
Yeah, you've definitely heard that before.
It's very catchy.
It is catchy.
All right, there you go. The brand new Ed Sheeran that's, I guess, released last night. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, today is opening day down at the ballpark, man. I can just feel the vibe already.
Yeah, the vibe of, like, really expensive parking.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm staying downtown at a hotel, and everybody's, you know, we're all trying to figure out. By the way, trying to get 14 people together for a game is, like,
nightmare.
Yeah.
Herding cats.
It is insane, right? Because everybody has different plans, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I called the hotel, and I was just like, hey, I have a friend coming down, and we have two cars, so how much is it to park at the hotel with two cars? Because I'm thinking my car would be free because I'm staying there, right, or whatever. And then there's what, and so she said basically it's $64 for every car.
Per night?
Even if you're staying there.
One night. One $64 to park.
$64.
Wow.
Being a guest?
Yeah.
And they're charging you $64?
And I went, wow, that's a lot of money, like that. And she said, well, I recommend you go to parking.com, and you can find the other prices around the area.
That's what I'd recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of $64.
$64 and I'm staying there?
Is that just an opening day fee?
I have no idea.
I'll bet it is.
I don't know.
They can't charge $64 all year round, can they?
They can do whatever they want.
I wonder what the parking lots down there, you know, those big parking lots that you go up to the little machine and get your ticket. I wonder what they're charging today. They've got to probably be more than normal, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would say
probably close to 40 or 50.
Well,
gouging?
I know it's enough that one of the girls that owns a couple of them down there has a private jet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they're up in the piece.
Yeah, they're money makers. They're money makers.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything more about her, but that was it. Yeah.
Opening day at the ballpark. The game gets underway at 2:10 today. There's a lot of festivities down there. Every bar, every restaurant, everybody's opening their doors. I'm sure they got deals, and they're expecting big crowds. I saw yesterday where they're expecting over 250,000 people downtown today.
Oh, really?
A quarter of a million. Wow. It's going to be a lot like St. Patrick's Day is.
It's like St. Patrick's Day 2.0.
It really is. And you know, 40,000 people will get into the game, but you're going to have another, you know, 100,000, 200,000 walking around the streets, in the bars, in the restaurants.
That won't even go in.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. And with the weather, too.
Well, the weather's going to be kind of crappy, right?
No, I'm saying with the weather, you may even have more people in the bars
in the
and
bars.
Restaurants.
Understood.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, though. I do know this, that the gates open at noon, and it's magnet day.
Wait a minute.
What?
Magnet day?
Magnet
day. You mean for the fridge?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get me one.
A schedule.
Will you get over there and get me one?
Oh, sure.
I need a Rockies magnet, man.
I don't put stuff on my fridge.
I do.
Shocker.
Load it up. Yeah. I got like those little things from every state, like Nevada. I got Mississippi.
You buy a magnet and everything?
Yeah.
Well,
I got those.
Nothing sticks to my fridge. I don't know why. Stainless steel, I guess.
Mm.
It doesn't stick.
Mine's stainless steel. Magnets stick to that.
Nothing sticks to mine.
It must be a different material, because if it's steel, magnets will stick to that.
Something. It just nothing.
Yeah. You got one of those crazy, fancy things.
No, I think I have a defective one.
Yeah, don't you? But you have one with the TV screen, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, see, I don't have that.
Maybe
I have an ice maker that doesn't work. That's all I got.
Oh, you no, because that's a Samsung, right?
Oh, they're
turds. I was looking at different ones. No, that's everybody says that the ice maker.
They're horrible.
Everybody says the ice maker.
They're noted for that.
Anyway, going back, so noon, the gates open, you get a magnet. A's batting practice starts at 12:20.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. So then
because they can't hit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They bunt.
Be a lot of strikes.
At 1:30, the pregame pageantry begins.
Oh, man. Yeah. Is that a flyover or something like that?
It just says.
I wonder if they can fly over today.
Okay, what?
I don't know, with the clouds and stuff. Maybe the flyover. Fighter jets can probably
I think so.
They'll fly over, but you might not see them.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I came to work today.
It feels like a holiday.
It does.
It really does. All right. So all this getting started this morning.
Somebody said go to Spot Hero. It'll save you money for parking.
Spot Hero?
Spot Hero.
I'm not going.
No, I'm not talking to you.
You looked at me and told me.
I'm talking to everybody.
You looked at me and said, BJ.
No, you're a poser.
What do you mean?
You're wearing the jersey, but you're not going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel bad about that. I'm getting a little FOMO because Jamie's going, and I'm sitting over here with the jersey on, and I'm burning up, by the way.
And an aqua blue shirt under it.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty good, I think. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
For radio, anyway.
Yeah, right. Except for WeTel.
All right. So I think parking at Coors Field opens up at 9 o'clock this morning. So the party's going to start early, right?
It does. Okay. So here's, let's see here. The McGregor Square opens at 7 a.m. Man, that's going to be early to start drinking, people. 9 a.m., the parking lots open at Coors Field. 9 a.m., opening day festivities begin at McGregor Square. Then they have all the activities. And then play ball at 2:10.
Woo! We're going to win today because the A's suck more than we do.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to win today. You wait and see. All right, when we come back, there's been a heist here at the radio station.
Yeah.
I mean, a big heist. And maybe you can help us find the items that we're missing. And we'll tell you exactly what it is. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I had no idea. You had no idea, right?
No, I did not. I found out just like the other day.
Yeah.
When was that day? Today is Friday.
Wednesday.
Right.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie. In about 10 minutes, maybe 15. I'm not sure. Well, the fray.
You got to decide.
Well, it's according to how long it takes to tell this story real quick.
Oh, okay. What story are you going to tell?
The heist.
Oh, the great heist of 2025.
The fray tickets are coming up next, okay? So stand by for that. All right. So Jamie and I, and really Jamie first, because I heard it from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We found out that there's been a heist here at the radio station. Our radio station, when you walk up and down the hallways, is lined with autographed guitars. Or it was.
And they're genuine.
Yeah, genuine.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have the paperwork because we don't request that, you know, when an artist signs these things.
Well, we have the picture of them handing it to our boss.
And I think that's good enough.
Yeah.
I think that's good enough. And then we found out just a couple of days ago that over the past year, now we have no idea when this happened, somebody has lifted the Bon Jovi guitar and get this, the Taylor Swift guitar.
Is that crazy?
They're both gone.
They're gone. They're just gone.
Now we've done a lot of reconstruction here to turn it into the Belco Studios. Now, we broadcast from a different studio once before. We were in there for, at least 8 months, right?
Correct.
More than that? And sometime during the construction period, they were lifted and they're gone.
Right, because they were all leaning against a wall. And so... I think that's when Dylan put his eyeballs on him and thought, wow, nobody will notice. It's a big pile of signed, guitars.
What?
Shmadil, let me tell you something. Now, I'm not pointing the finger at you, but if you do have them, because you're known to lift stuff from
around
here.
You've got a history.
Okay?
I mean, let me just ask him this, just so we can prove that this is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many monitors did you steal from the 10th floor?
Two.
Gotcha.
Third floor also.
Stole. Yeah. Just straight out.
It wasn't the 10th floor.
What else did you take?
I tried to take a standing desk, like the one that goes up and down, but I couldn't just walk out of the building
with
that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. You realize you're a suspect right now. Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do. All right. Jamie and I, we're going to give you a grace period, okay?
Okay.
If you'll bring back the guitars and just bring them in Monday morning and turn them over.
Oh, I like this.
Jamie and I will go to the bosses and make sure that you get to keep your job.
Okay.
This is your grace period to come clean.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about anything. Bring back the guitars.
You know what, though? I watch that on Cops when they say, like, just tell me the truth and everything will be fine. It's never fine.
No.
Nope. They still arrest them.
Yeah, they still do everything. Set up.
Yeah.
They just want an easy confession.
Well, I don't know if I'd buy into that.
Yeah.
Schmidl, I've watched Cops, and they always say, like, okay, just tell me the truth right now. We don't have to go any further with this. And then they're like, yeah, there's some, you know, cocaine in my pocket. And then next thing you know, he's in the back of the car.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. It feels off the table.
All right.
If you've got him, you better keep him. No, seriously.
And don't tell anybody.
Seriously, Schmidl doesn't have him.
No, he
somebody
doesn't.
Has him. Somebody
it's
has him.
Absolutely them. Not no. Schmidl. We're totally kidding.
Here's where I want your help, because I know we have, you know, 250,000, 300,000 people listening right now. If you see a guitar signed by Taylor Swift and John Bon Jovi, and it's for sale and being shipped out of Denver, Colorado, the odds are that's our guitars.
But the problem with this is that you won't know it was shipped out of Denver until you buy it. Because there's 300 of them for sale.
Well, on some of the sites,
there's
though,
only like 10, but
it says where it's located.
eBay tells you where it's
located.
Yeah,
they tell you where it's located.
Go look.
Yeah. Craigslist and all that stuff doesn't, though.
No, but Craigslist, if you go there, it doesn't. But if you go to eBay and you go to, there's another site, too, that's out there. They'll tell you exactly where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And if you see something from Denver, it's a Taylor Swift signed autographed guitar or a John Bon Jovi.
Oh, so everybody's going to be a detective.
Then you turn up your detective ears, man, and let's get after this and see if we can find these guitars. Because if we can find them and get them back, maybe you'll get a reward for it. Probably not, but maybe.
I don't see where it says where it's coming from. There,
you have to click on the thing.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. gotcha.
Yeah, I know some of the sites, like even on Marketplace, you know that it's around the neighborhood somewhere,
yeah,
you know? So if you see one on Marketplace, you can also, you know, turn that person in.
On eBay, you can even sort to like the item within 25 miles
Ooh,
of you, within
one.
50
yeah.
miles of you. Yeah, that's
yeah.
I just did within 25 miles.
Did you see anything?
I just see some albums.
No.
Yeah. No guitars. No.
Mm-hmm. They might have already unloaded them because we don't know when this happened.
Exactly.
This could have happened 6-8 months ago. We have no idea. And, you know, we do have cameras here at the radio station. But the problem is they don't know where to go look. They don't know what time frame we're looking at.
I don't know.
So these things just walked out of here.
But that's going to be a hard steal. How do you put that under your shirt?
Seriously, two guitars.
I'd just be like, I have a long neck and this one does too.
Yeah, I don't
See
know.
See how they call it the guitars?
I get a long neck. I get
it's
it.
It's a neck right there. The neck of the guitar.
I think if you were going to take one, you would bring in a guitar case.
Right? Oh.
Bring in a case,
yeah.
Put it in the case,
Man,
lock it up,
good at this.
And strap it
oh,
on.
Is that how you got it home?
And so it would look like an artist had come and visited the radio station and left here, you know?
So that's how you got it home?
I did not take it.
I feel like this is a cover.
I know.
Like he's playing off like, hey, let's go after this person. I'm going to find
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Really?
It just happened to that woman that killed that guy. Remember? So there's this girl, it just happened. I just read this. What was it? So she killed this guy, right? But she put a long Facebook post up about how he's missed and all this stuff. And I loved him so much, but she did it. Aha!
I had nothing to do with it. I don't have the guitars.
Right.
I have guitars at my house.
Cover.
But
Throw
I have nothing. I have
There's
nothing.
There's been a heist. Help us find out who did it.
Throwing us off the set.
Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Somebody out there has their guitars, uh-huh. and we want them back, uh-huh. okay?
Yeah.
I can't believe they never told us.
Yeah, that is weird.
That was weird, too.
Maybe Kaboss Man Mike has them. Because, you know, he does have a daughter in that wheelhouse age that, like, loves Taylor.
Huge Swift.
And wouldn't that be a great Christmas present?
Absolutely.
Taylor Swift's autographed guitar. And then, you know, Joan, his wife, loves the Bon Jovi.
Oh,
it's
go.
All coming together.
All right, never mind looking for the guitars. We know where they are now. Our boss has them. All righty.
Are we doing it now?
What do you say we do it?
All right, let's just do it.
All right, it's
the Fray, How to Save a Life. It's the 20th anniversary tour. It's going to be at Mission Ballroom, and you can win tickets. Be caller 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da! What's everybody doing?
Hey.
How you guys been?
Hey, I'm chilly.
I'm Schmidel.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. How many, what does it say? Coors Field holds the MLB record for most home runs hit in a single season. How many was that?
Man, a single season?
And don't Google.
Yeah, it had to be before they did the humidor. I'm going to go with around 250.
303.
303.
Isn't that cute that it's 303?
Yeah, 555-1212.
Yeah.
It's set back in 1999.
No kidding.
Well, yeah. That's right before they did the humidor.
That's a good little trivia question.
What's
there?
A humidor? 303. I guess I don't know.
So, because we're at such a high elevation and our air is so dry, the balls dry out and then they actually weigh less than if it was like at sea level.
We've all had that problem.
So, they
is
put.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they dry out.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Colorado and Arizona both have humidors so that they can have heavier balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they don't carry as far.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's so weird because out of all the things, I never thought about balls drying out.
Yeah, they do.
It's that thin air, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Wow. That's something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's hear. A popular beer was born at Coors Field. What is the name of that beer?
Blue Moon.
Very nice.
Hey, look at you, man.
The Rockies and the Mets put on a show at the first game played at Coors Field. And who was the first person to hit a home run?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with, it's not Larry Walker. It's Dante Bichette.
Yeah, I would have gone with that, too.
Is that a Rockies player?
Yeah.
It's not a Rockies player.
Oh.
It's a Mets player.
I don't know, then.
Rico. By the way, Rico texted me yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's going to meet me downtown for the game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good dude.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Rico to the rescue.
He's coming to the rescue for you, huh?
Really is.
Right, yeah.
I was like, hey, we're all going to be downtown if you want to meet us. He's like, oh, yeah. Anyway, let's hear the thin air that we were just talking about doesn't just enable baseballs to fly further, but it also affects what?
Pitching.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, there's not as much spin on the ball because it doesn't have as much to grip onto.
This is the not air a fun is thinner. Game. I thought we were playing Stump the Jerk.
Yeah, no. He's not.
He's crushing it.
He's not getting stumped at all.
No, not
That's
at all.
That's good, Spadil. Oh, I don't know the answer to any of this.
Me either. All right, man, I'm done with you. You're no fun. I'm going to find a harder one here in a minute. My gosh. Did you guys see this? This is kind of sad that In Vogue singer Dawn Robinson lives in her car.
Yeah, I did.
Isn't that awful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Homeless. How do you become homeless? When one of your friends supposedly is Beyonce, right?
No, what? That's the other. Is
was it she in Vogue?
Wait, no, that's you're thinking about the other TLC member.
Destiny's Child.
Yeah, or Destiny's Child.
Oh, Destiny's Child.
Yeah, she was Destiny's Child, right? Yeah.
Right. So who's the other in Vogue?
Never gonna get her. Never gonna, I think, right?
Wasn't
right?
there a really popular girl artist that came out of In Vogue?
Boy.
I thought there was.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Anyway, so.
And why, I mean, like, if any of my friends were living in a car, they would live at my house in a minute.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would never let any of my friends ever live in their car.
I think somebody offered her help and she turned it down.
Oh,
though.
She did?
Yeah. From what I read in the story, that she was offered help and some guy was paying for an apartment and she thought it was way too much. He was doing way too much for her.
Oh, and so she's just frugal.
She just bolted and started living in her car.
They do say that a lot of people live in their vans, like, you know, those Sprinter vans that are all decked out and they're like $100,000, that a lot of people live in those because right now housing's so expensive. But that's still expensive, $100,000 built-out van.
I'd kind of like to do that. I'd like to have a pull-along trailer and kind of live out of it, just parking lots all over the town.
Well,
you know?
Don't even have to put, you just build out your Sprinter van.
Yeah.
It's all built out.
No, I'm saying for me, I don't have a Sprinter van. I'm just saying that I would take my vehicle and pull a, fifth wheel or whatever, and I could live out of that sucker.
I
think it'd be a good to lifestyle.
Not understanding my van life.
No, I understand the Sprinter thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. We have a neighbor that's got one, but he's never built it out. So I don't know why you'd have it if you don't build it out.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Yeah,
I guess
I don't get it.
I don't know. There's a lot going on. All right, anyway. Yeah, so that's that Vogue thing. Vince Neil had a procedure, a medical procedure, undisclosed medical procedure. This is Vince Neil from Motley Crue, and I guess it's given him a lot of problems.
Hmm.
And he's had to cancel a bunch of shows. The band announced that they would no longer be performing at the Boardwalk Rock Festival, which is a huge deal, as previously planned. It's a two-day festival, and it had like Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Nickelback, Shinedown, blah, blah, blah. And I guess he's recuperating after a required medical procedure advised by his doctors.
Don't know.
I don't know.
There could be a lot with him.
Well, there
I'm going to guess liver.
Yeah, there could be.
Liver transplant.
There could be a lot. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, you could. That's pretty spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Liver.
Yep.
Kidney,
you're right.
Heart.
Let's see here. There's a Colorado kid that becomes the highest paid tight end in NFL history. Colorado State star and Fort Morgan native Trey McBride became the highest paid tight end in NFL history yesterday when he signed a gigantic contract extension. McBride has had a stellar 3-year start to his NFL career where he built off a hot stretch in 2023, reading it verbatim. I am. Yes. And it's very boring to hear, but he got a lot of money.
Okay. He makes more money than Travis Kelce now.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got
Taylor's not going to like that.
I saw a story yesterday with Travis Kelce. Did he blame Taylor Swift for his bad season?
What? I doubt it.
That was the headline. No, the headline was
that he blamed. Did you read it past that, or was it clickbait?
Yeah, was it an exclusive on Daily Mail?
Wow, that was directed right at you. That felt mean and hurtful.
Well, go take a look. Just go take a look. Take a look.
It is exclusive on Daily Mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's it saying? Does this?
I can't look at it because it's $2 a month to
It's at M Plus.
Yeah.
They've gotten us before.
Yeah, because they know people will buy that.
Wasn't there rumor like Taylor? Their relationship was ending. It was on the rocks because of some secret that they that
yeah,
Travis
but
found
it cost
out.
You $2 to read it.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, I don't like the when you have to pay.
Well, I know because
I don't pay.
No, I know. And then we get stuck with having these questions because you can't read them. Why don't you just pay the damn fine? Or fee. Not fine.
Well.
Yeah, the company will reimburse you.
I just don't want to know that badly. That's why.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying. Let's hear. What else did I want to tell you? Nothing. There you go. Tablet trash.
Did you find it, Spadil?
The Daily Mail story?
Yes.
Never mind.
Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
There's that Morgan Wallen dude, man. Woo! He's trouble. Hey, speaking of trouble.
Yeah.
The breaking news this morning with Russell Brand.
Yeah. He is in trouble, actually.
Jeez, Russell Brand has been arrested in Europe. Is it in the UK, I think?
Yeah,
right?
It sure is.
Whoa!
Yeah, let me...
He was married to Katy Perry, you might remember.
Yeah.
And it's pretty serious.
Yeah, it's the R word.
Yeah.
So, he's charged with that. Russell Brand had, can you go to the top, please? Thank you. Whoa, it's only a picture for me. There, stop. Russell Brand has been charged with that word, indecent assault and sexual assault between 1999 and 2005. The charges related to 4 separate women. The comedian and actor has been interviewed multiple times by police since an investigation by the Sunday Times. The Times and Channel 4's dispatches and multiple serious allegations against him. He's denied it, but saying they were hurtful, but now he's been charged.
Yeah, the only thing it is, when I hear a story like this, there's just something about it being 20, 21 years old. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing that's kind of a drawback for me where I have to pause and say, okay, wait a minute. Let's see where this goes.
I don't know if these women accused him back then.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It might be that they accused him and nobody listened.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just saying that these charges are 20 and 21 years old. So when it occurred, I should say. So I always am hesitant until more unfolds. I'm not saying anybody's lying. I'm not saying he did it. I'm not saying either way. I'm just saying that I'm kind of hesitant.
I'm not on this one because I remember Katy Perry saying that he was dark and there was a lot going on with him.
Well, we'll see. He's been arrested, so that's where it stands today anyway, right?
So, wow. Okay.
Oh, well.
Pick me up. Yay. Yeah. Go Rockies.
All right. So, yesterday, yesterday, the big news was the tariffs, right? I mean, everybody was talking about the tariffs and matching and not matching or whatever.
I had two friends that went completely dark because they lost so much money.
Oh. No kidding.
I even had to go and ask somebody else to check on a friend because they had lost so much money.
Yeah.
It was a bad day.
It was a bad day. No doubt about it. Everybody lost money. 401ks, everybody lost
but
money yesterday.
Some people like only have their savings in the stock market, you know, and no other source of income if you're retired, right? And so it's gone.
The only bright spot that I saw yesterday was this, what I'm about to play for you, which is Ford Motor Company is giving their employee discount to every American that wants to buy a Ford.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that
cool.
Is cool.
And they're saying that that discount could be as much as $10,000 on a vehicle.
That's crazy.
For the next couple of months, we're going to offer our customers the same deal that our employees get. And as you say, that's worth thousands of dollars. You come into our store, you get employee pricing. This is kind of to call a little bit of a timeout. We've heard some uncertainty from our customers, and we want them to be assured that Ford, the most American auto company, is going to do right by them. As are our dealers. We make the most cars here, we employ the most, we export the most, and so we here at Ford, we're in a good position to address customers' concern and give them a really great deal on a great vehicle.
And you know, if Ford does it, others will do it too.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool deal.
Matter of time, if you want a Ford. Some people may not want a Ford, but even the F-150, they're giving you a chance to get that at their employee discount.
That's the most popular one, right?
Yeah, by far, but it's on the list. Now, if you go for the Super Duty and then there was something else that wasn't on the list, but the F-150 is.
Now, here's the thing. Yesterday we were talking about TikTok, right? The deadline is coming. I was watching, because I watch that CNBC, Squawk Box and all those things, you know, Mad Money.
Right.
They just said that, by the way, nobody over there has ever said that they're going to sell.
Spadil said that yesterday. Spadil's been saying that all week long. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Spadil and I were talking about that yesterday morning. I think it was really early yesterday.
I was telling you guys that there's no broker on that side. That's why they went to J.D. Vance. That's why Amazon went to them, Oric, and then BlackRock went to J.D. Vance because they're like, we don't know who to talk to, so we'll just talk to you. And then JD's like, all right, good to know. But then now they're saying they were doing the Asia markets, and that all the people from Asia are like, nobody's over here saying they're going to sell anything.
Spadil and I were talking about this, and we were talking about ByteDance, who owns TikTok.
Right.
And why would they sell? They're only dealing with the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a global empire, TikTok
is.
You lose the U.S., big deal. You still have the rest of the world. Why sell it?
Because we were going to buy the U.S. portion.
See, that's the thing. If they can get money for the U.S., it's better than not
than
having
shutting
it and
down.
Just going dark.
Yeah.
I'd rather get money, $70 billion.
Yeah, $1 billion.
I'm just saying that there's been no indication from ByteDance that they're going to sell this thing, period.
And right now they're so mad about the 54% tariff.
Yeah.
That they're like,
I think that's the biggest
But they're,
right
they
there.
Are saying that Trump said that he would, he said this yesterday, that he is willing to negotiate with that, with the TikTok thing.
Now, and with TikTok, I heard this morning that it's going to be extended tomorrow.
It's always
tomorrow.
Gets
is
I know
the
it's
deadline.
Always they just kick the can down the road.
Yeah.
Just kidding about that deadline.
we're gonna reassess this.
They're already saying
days.
It that it's going to be extended tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know, but that's the word this morning that the extension is coming. So you're not going to probably
kidding.
Lose
you know
it.
It's like a parent saying, "If you do that one more time, you don't get any more cookies the rest of your life." And then you give them a cookie.
Yeah. 5 minutes later.
Yeah. And I have a cookie, too. I give him a cookie. I eat a cookie.
It's
we
a
all
parent
eat cookies.
Tax, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
BJ and Jim.
A one and a two and a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, cause it's rude.
Earlier this morning, I saw a video clip of where Peyton Manning threw out the first pitch. And this was, I think, one of the first games at Coors Field, right? Man, did he throw a horrible pitch. Jamie, have you ever seen this video?
No.
I expected a fastball
down
the middle.
Freaking Manning.
Dude, He bounced it all the way out to the right, and it bounced before it ever got to the catcher. The catcher didn't even catch it. It went to the backstop.
You're kidding.
It was horrible. Aww. Horrible. Just a bad look. And you see Peyton go, doo!
How does he go?
He stomps his foot.
You look like Bart Simpson. You sound like him, too. Wow,
Homer.
That does. Oh, Homer. I said Bart. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, my God. That poor guy.
Are you watching it?
No, but I... Oh, hold on. Let me see.
Spadil pulling it up yet?
All right. Here it goes. Oh, he does go doy.
I told you. You can see the expression on his face and his body language that he's so disappointed.
Yeah, he is disappointed. And speaking of which, I didn't know this, but Coors Field has been featured in 2 episodes of South Park.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Sure really?
Is. I have some more trivia for Spadil if he wants it.
All right, Spadil, you ready?
All right.
Okay, let's see here. Why is the Rockies mascot a dinosaur?
Oh, I don't know why, but like when it happened, they said that they found a Triceratops egg at Coors Field while they were uncovering it. I don't know why they went with that, though.
I'm not playing anymore.
Why?
Yes, he's right.
Was that the answer?
That's how they revealed him.
Yeah, that was how they revealed
him. That's how they revealed him.
Yeah.
It's actually because of dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
They found dinosaur bones when they were building. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When they were building the stadium. Yeah.
Let's see here. What else do I have? These are so dumb. Oh, my God. Hold on. I marked them, and then I can't tell where I marked. I already did that. Okay, that's all I got.
Well, there you go. There's your trivia for Coors Field today. That's right. It. That's pretty much it. Now you're trying to round up all your people. Now, you're having some problems this morning, aren't you?
Yeah.
You got 14 people that are going to the game today.
Yeah.
You guys are going to stay downtown. Just live it up tonight, all right? Have a great time. And but you're having a hard time rounding people up. How many people have pulled out now because of the weather?
Everybody's back in.
From what I understand, they've changed their plans, though, and they're going to try to get down there and
earlier.
Start the party early.
Yeah.
Right?
And so I'm still working, and none of them are working right now. They all take today off. And I'm like, what do you mean you want to be down there by 9? I can't be down there by 9.
Well, I think you can. I think you'll get a pass today if you want to go. Just take off down there and have a good time.
It's 8:12. I can't be down there by 9.
Well, you can't be there by 9 now. Yeah, but, I mean, you could be down there by 9:30 if you took off just after 9 o'clock.
I'm going to stick with the show. I'm going to do my job.
Well, I mean, you get a free pass. I mean, after all, I think, now you tell me if I'm wrong here, but isn't today, opening day, the biggest event to occur downtown all year? Right?
Oh, I don't know. That's
I think it is.
I bet you're right.
I think it is.
Over like St. Patrick's Day, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. It's St. Patrick's Day is big. Now, I'm not talking about numbers as far as heads go because I don't know. I don't even know how they count 250,000 people, to be honest with you. I'm just saying
they
as
go like
far
this,
as...
1, 2, 3.
I got you. 4, 5. All right. 250,000.
It's going to be a long day.
Look. But as far as the notoriety, the it being as festive.
All the parties going on.
I think Major League Baseball's ahead of St. Patrick's Day. I do.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean,
they're both big.
It's crazy down there. It's just absolutely insane. So everybody wants to get down there early. And I'm like, we have valet parking at the hotel, so we don't have to worry about parking. I don't know. They're all stressing me out.
10 o'clock doesn't sound that early to me because the first pitch, you want to be, JB, you want to be inside the stadium by 1:30 because they have festivities today.
There's pageantry.
And you want to get one of those magnets.
I
got to
get a magnet, too.
You want a magnet. Yeah. You want to see who sings the national anthem.
Oh, who
you
is
want to
singing
see
that?
Who? I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, okay. You want to see who throws out the first pitch today, which, by the way, you've done and I've done.
Yeah. I really want to see Tovar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Tovar. Toho?
Tovar.
Crap.
Him too? I want to see them both. I want to see Tovar and Tovar.
Tovar. Yeah.
That's a V and not a Y? Son of a gun. It's so close. It's just that little leg at the end that became a Y.
So to get inside to see all this stuff, you got to get down there and get your party going about 10 a.m.
All right, well, bye then.
I'm just trying to talk you into it.
See
joining
you later.
The friends.
Bye. Tovar.
There are people headed down there now.
Oh, no, I know. Because let's see. It says 7 a.m. The OG at McGregor Square opens. What's the OG?
I don't know. Is an OG a bar?
I think that's like the outside garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m., Coors Field parking lots open at 9 a.m.
Yeah, woo! 45 minutes from now.
9 a.m., opening day festivities begin at McGregor Square. 9 a.m., let's see, there's something else at McGregor Square opens. Oh, that must be a bar. 10 a.m., there's a live DJ at McGregor Square.
Nice. No. Hyping the crowd up.
On the ones and twos.
Yeah, yeah. And then at 12:20, the A's start their batting practice. Bunting.
Yeah.
At 1:30, the pregame ceremonies and pageantries begin. So we got to be in there by 1:30.
You know, the A's should skip that batting practice. It's not going to help them any today. Should they
we,
suck.
Should we?
Yeah. Even,
what about us? Who's worse? Wait, who has the worst record?
The Rockies.
Rockies do.
Yeah, we're Rockies one, and are 1-5.
And they're 2-5. Or 2-5?
Yeah, they played okay. One more game than us.
All right.
Well, see, that's
it's
why.
It's two sucky teams. But
we're
who cares?
Playing for the worst team in the yeah, league right now.
Festivities, the pageantry.
BJ and Jamie. Oh.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
I know, but it was such a conversation this morning, Jamie. You had to be here for it. I mean,
he's
just absolutely ridiculous.
I know, but
sometimes.
Listen, he's going through a hard time.
I'm talking about Spadil.
He's going through a hard time.
All right.
He has a girlfriend that's mean to him.
Okay.
He doesn't want to see him.
All right. Listen. Forget about the girlfriend, okay? This is all about opening day in the Colorado Rockies, okay?
Okay.
So I wore in my jersey today. I got a beautiful white jersey on, okay? The white pinstripe.
Yeah, and by the way, no food stains, no nothing. I'm really impressed.
Beautiful. Yeah. Todd Helton. Yeah. It's got Helton on the back. So nice jersey. Spadil has a nice jersey on. He's got on the gray one, okay?
Yeah,
got nice. On the gray. And I know they do the purple. But then Spadil comes in here and he says to me that his favorite jersey is the Colorado Rockies, the sleeveless jersey.
Okay.
The black one's
a you got the black one. You got to throw the black one in there because that one, they retired it. But that is like the iconic like Rockies jersey, the black
it's
with the
iconic.
Purple.
Iconic. When Spadil puts that thing on, he's iconic.
Yeah. That's the worst jersey in Major League Baseball.
That's wow. One of the best the ones ever made.
The sleeveless. What athlete needs to be wearing a sleeveless jersey?
What's wrong with
I
the
mean,
sleeveless?
That is, it is just, it just doesn't look
basketball
right.
Basketball players do it.
It's manly.
And it seems kind of weird for baseball because
thank
baseball
you,
has always
Carson,
been like
you've
the
got
sleeves.
Some you're I a mean, sports guy,
that
man.
Would be,
you
that
get
would be
it.
Like hot, that would be like hockey players having a sleeveless jersey.
Well, they got the undershirt. Sense. It's not like they have zero sleeves. Yeah, it's just
no,
the jersey
that
itself
shirt,
is sleeveless.
That jersey with no sleeves just screams that we suck.
Wow.
It
dude,
does.
When they had that jersey, that was their best run. That was when they went to the World Series.
They
were primarily wearing that jersey.
Got. I don't care. It's a ugly jersey.
Since
it's
they've retired that jersey, they've been even worse than they
Are
were
you
before.
Up now? Are you gonna fight him?
I'm furious.
You just stood up. I haven't seen you stand up all morning.
Well, my knees are starting to hurt. I got to stand up. You know, my knees hurt when weather changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're
having
indicator.
Some weather. Yeah.
You're feeling it in your knees.
I feel like
my grandma would say.
I feel like the weather's about to shift on me, man.
Oh, my God, Jamie. I feel the weather in my knees. I'm big weather.
You got to be excited. You're going down to the game today, man. You got to be excited. It's going to be a good time down there.
And you know who I'm hooking up with is Slacker.
Slacker.
Yeah. I mean, not hooking up.
Oh, I was like, what? I was like, wait, what is
yeah,
happening?
This is a new development.
Whoa. He's going to be down there?
Yeah, we were talking last night, so we're going to go.
He works here. This afternoon.
Well, I know, but he's just going to be down there for the opening, and then he's coming back.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not. So when you listen this afternoon, you might hear this.
Isn't that every afternoon?
Hey!
It's a joke. I love you, Slacker. I love you. You can catch him on the Odyssey app.
I go, how are you going to do that? And he's like, I'm just going to have water.
Oh,
sure
Lord.
He is. Yeah. Do you guys believe that at all?
Absolutely
water with
not.
Vodka in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Spirited water.
Really? I'll bet you. And he's like, no, really. I'm just going to have water. And then I'm going to drive back. And I'm like, okay. We'll see. Then why are you taking the light rail?
Thinking ahead.
You're looking out the window here. It looks like it's already snowing
it
to
does.
Me downtown.
Somebody says it is, in fact, snowing in Greeley.
Oh,
so
it is. does. Yeah. All right. Well, we know it's going to be a crappy weather day. We know that. But the game's going to start. I don't know if they'll finish or not, but it's going to start. So everything that goes with opening day is going to happen today. And bundle up if you're going down there to sit and watch the game itself.
So I do have a question because I don't go to games that often. You know, like ever. So when do we know that, like, if it's snowing, when do we know if they're going to, like, pull the tarp?
They'll pull the tarp.
Yeah.
You just watch just them do it. Yeah, it literally happens. That's how you find out.
The ushers will come out and they'll be like, all right, guys, you got
to
go.
You are a dick.
Just stop. You don't have to say anymore. Listen to what her question was. How do we know when they pull the tarp? The answer is they pull the tarp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not on me. Think about your question. You just said, how do we know when they pull the tarp? Well, they pull the tarp. That's what they do.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, inside the Belco Studios, that is, yeah, and the Odyssey app, which is free for your phone. You can take us anywhere, and you can listen to the podcast afterwards. There's a movie coming out this weekend that's about to blow Snow White completely out of the water. We won't even hear the term Snow White after this weekend.
Lilo and Stitch?
No. Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft. Oh. Yeah.
Jamie, this thing's going to make over $100 million. You wait and see.
That's a true story.
Anybody that's into Minecraft is going to go see this.
But it's going to be funny, too. It's Jack Black. Even if you aren't a Minecraft fan and you never played it, it's going to be funny because it has Jack Black and Jason Momoa.
Yeah, it's got a great cast.
My son, Frog, he's seven. He loves Minecraft.
My son is 18, and he loves Minecraft.
This thing's been going on for how many years?
I'm 35. I still love Minecraft. Too.
Yeah.
So it's every. Yeah. Really.
I'm glad you chimed in there, buddy.
Yeah.
No, but it does. He's not wrong.
No, it's a good game. You're not wrong. This thing has stood the test of time because a lot of times with games, they come and go, don't they?
Right.
I mean, I'm not a gamer, but
like Halo had its time, Call of Duty has its time, and they just kind of come and go in waves.
What was the one that where people built their own cities and
That's Minecraft.
Yeah. No. Before that, there was
the Sims.
That's what it was.
With the little diamond, the green diamond.
Yeah. That's the one.
But remember Farmville?
Yeah.
Sure. I participated.
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush is awesome.
Candy Crush seems to be back a little bit.
It does.
Too.
We play a commercial.
It's all over the place. Uh-huh. But this Minecraft thing has stood the test of time.
My lettuce died.
Your what?
My lettuce.
What game is that from?
Farmville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
couldn't pinpoint that
you
one.
You got to mine those fields, man. Yeah.
You know what I used to do? Because I wasn't used to not having my son. And when we had to, like, you know, that first weekend or whatever that I had to give him to his dad, right? Because he's just a little feller. And that's, like, pretty much the worst day of your life because you've never experienced this. Well, what's the one with the puffles? Oh, my God. It's like that you make little.
Club Penguin?
Yeah. Yes. So you know what I did? All right, this is going to sound bad. But I had a bottle of wine, right?
Yeah.
And a glass. Because, you know, you pour it in the glass just to make yourself feel better about you.
Could drink it out of a bottle, I guess.
And I caught fish all night long, just crying, so sad because I've never been without my son ever.
Yeah.
And I was catching fish on Club Penguin. And I was just making all the points I could so he could have the best igloo when he gets back.
Oh.
And I was just crying because I missed him and I just never had to give him to his dad.
Now, after the bottle of wine,
got creative and I said I was going to make his own penguin. I mean, his own igloo. And so I put a DJ system in there. And then he was so mad when he got home. He's like, what did you do with my igloo? I was like, I made it awesome.
That's exactly what I thought would happen, that you would finish off the wine, and man, does he have an igloo. I mean, you're talking Mac Daddy pad here.
It was good. Right,
here's the trailer for Minecraft the movie, which starts, I guess, today, right?
Yeah.
In the overworld,
wow.
Anything you can dream about, you can create. Life here was perfect. Until one day, Flint and Steel, we came across the Nether.
place with no joy or creativity at all. If we want to save this world, creativity is key to survival.
Now, I've been to the theaters a couple of times over the past month, and I've seen this trailer, okay? And you can tell me this, if it's true or not, Spadil. If you've never played Minecraft, will you even get this movie at all?
Honestly, based on the trailers that I've seen, there's like a coherent story, and I think the story will make sense for someone who's never done, who's never played the game. But there's so many references in it that's like the trailer that we just played that shows them falling out of the sky, and they have to land in a square block of just single block of water. And like in the game, you lose all your fall damage if it doesn't matter how high.
That was a yes or no question.
I don't know why that girl broke up with him.
Dude, just hit water. It breaks all your fall damage, and like they're falling out of the sky.
Yeah, she's made a big mistake, hasn't she?
She's dreamy.
The water, and like that's a direct reference to the game. If you don't play the game, you don't know that the water will save your life if you fall from like, you know, a gajillion feet in the air.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Me giving relationship advice to Schmidl is hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm just telling him to walk away. You know, because it's like I said earlier, when somebody doesn't like you, they'll show you. And so listen to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And don't chase something that's not offering their love to you.
Yeah. Right? Here's the only bad thing about this, though.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And you readjusted.
I'm Dr. Love.
He readjusted, you guys.
Dr. Love over
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't break up today.
Why?
Because every year that opening day comes around,
you're going to be reminded. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? And you know Spadil, he still sings that song for that one girl. Remember?
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to. When I'm lying close to someone else, you're stuck in my head, and I could get you out of it if I could do it all again. I know I'd go back to you.
Aww. That's a girlfriend from years ago that he cannot get
from
her.
High school.
Can't get her out of his head, man. And now you're going to have one that opening day, every time it comes around, you're going to be crying in a corner somewhere.
It'll be that one song that we all know. Take me out to the ball game.
Oh! I thought you were waiting on Spadil to sing a different song.
Every time he hears this song, he'll be sad.
Take me out to the ball game.
But it's so happy.
I broke up with the broad. I bought her some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. She left me sitting on the tracks. Home team. That girl is a big. 2-3 strikes and Schmidl's out. And the old ball game.
Wow, when you put that positive spin on it, I like it.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That is a good song.
Yeah, this is not the day to break up, because opening day is going to come around every year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Just put it off till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear the laugh? It was almost a cry.
No, seriously. I think he's breaking down inside.
Yeah. Slowly dying.
Slowly dying.
You're a game to her, dude. She's not nice. She's just not a nice person.
Yeah.
No.
You know, like, stop the madness. I mean, she's really young, and this is a fun toy. Right.
Sally, she works up at the meatpacking place in Greeley. She kind of smells like that to me.
Yeah.
Smells like the meatpackers.
You can tell if she works at a meatpacking factory.
This is definitely helping your cause right now.
We are on a cause, and the causes get hell out of it.
Yeah, we're not trying to help any cause, Carson.
That girl has smelled too much lead paint.
Yeah. Cow udders.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Meatpacking place. Meatpacking place is where she works.
I don't know where that was.
Sniffing a cow udder.
Yeah, she's smelling too much cow udder. I don't know what that was, but I like it. Oh, God. All right. Hey, this is kind of crazy. I guess some Avs captain, his name is Captain Gabe, and I guess he's coming back to the Avalanche.
That's the rumor. It's been a rumor for a while since we won the cup, but apparently he's got this new series, a clean sheet, There's three episodes that have aired, and it's interesting because the fourth and the fifth episode airs on April 13th, so that means they're still filming, which means I feel like he's going to be back on April 19th for the playoffs.
Whoa.
See, they're building it up.
Are we sure this isn't an April Fool's thing?
It would be a cruel April Fool's joke.
Tiger Woods did it.
No, I don't think, no.
Didn't this guy, his whole knee get taken out and put back in?
He had to have, like, all the cartilage in his knee replaced, which has never been...
Because you know how I keep getting caught off guard with these old... Because it's in my feed from a long time, from April 1st. I don't know. When did we hear about this?
This has been ever since we won the cup, which is 2022.
We've been talking about this? What?
Yeah.
3 years?
He's been gone that long?
Yeah.
That's why it's a big deal, because no one's ever been gone for that long.
No
and
one's
come
ever
back.
Came back in sports with this injury.
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever.
Not once.
I feel like it's April Fool's.
Yeah, me too.
No,
yeah.
That would be a cruel prank to play. No.
Yeah.
Did you guys see trending yesterday that the Home Depot parking spot for $5 was trending yesterday?
No, I didn't see that.
I cannot believe that an April Fool's joke took off so big that all the news agencies covered it, that Home Depot was trying to offset their costs and they were having a bad year, and so it was going to be $5 to park, and everybody believed it, and it was trending yesterday, which was the 3rd. It was Google.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was Google trending. It was. I think I did screenshot to show you guys.
That's
because
crazy.
It was crazy. All right. So that Captain Gabe. Captain Gabe here.
He's a Swedish god. He really is.
He's a Swedish god.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi.
No, I'm just saying, the guy. Listen, everyone. Even Trudeau.
The puck stops here.
Yeah. No, he's good.
He is a great looking dude, and he's the captain of the Avalanche. I mean, what?
A Swedish god, BJ.
Swedish god?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's a good looking
guy. He's got the best hair. He's got the best flow.
That guy is not attractive at all.
What?
Ew, it looks like my ex-husband.
You married him then.
I married him because he was wealthy. And I wanted our names to say Dr. and Mrs. on our checks back in the day. Yeah. You know, it was very important to me. And then I liked it when, you know, we used our United Club card. Where I'm like, we're Dr. and Mrs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't get the degree.
But you throw that around.
Yeah,
you
just feel like kind of part of the doctor world. Yeah. You know? All right, anyway, let's see here. Here is the, we already played that, the Minecraft trailer. But what the other movie that's going to be coming out is, and I can't wait to see it, is, what's it called again?
Naked Gun.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Naked Gun?
Yes.
I guess they did an OJ joke in it, but it's a visual, so we can't see it. But they did an OJ joke. It seems too soon.
Yeah, so you'll hear at the end of the clip, he's like, thank you, Dad, like, I miss you. And then the visual joke is they cut to the guy who's supposed to be OJ's son. OJ was in the original show.
Right.
And then he's looking up at his OJ's portrait, and he's like, nah. Like,
How's
he doesn't go? Miss him. He's like, nah.
I think it's a good move.
What?
Putting the OJ joke
in there. Yeah,
with OJ being there, it's been 30 years.
Yeah. Well, it's how they explain like all these cops are related to the people from like the first show, because they can't bring them all back.
And it's a comedy.
Yeah.
Especially if they're dead.
Yeah.
Right.
That's very difficult. All right, here is the trailer, number 3.
What do you want, little one?
Your ass.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police.
Who are you?
Frank Drebin, Police Squad. The new version.
That's the sound of the police.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Jr. Love you.
Hey, Dad. Boy, do I miss you.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
It's way better if you watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very visual trailer.
Trailers are difficult on radio.
Yeah, they really are hard on radio.
And I'm looking at some of the footage here from the weather downtown.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good down there right
now.
Does
it?
Yeah, it
does. Oh, it does. Clearing up.
So it's not too bad.
Looks real good. Yeah. Looks real good. Hey, Shmadel, I know that your ex-girlfriend works at a meat packing plant. Uh-huh. Somebody said she's utterly not worth your time.
I like that one.
Hey, it's all we got.
Utterly.
All we got. Also, as long as you brought up the opening day again, we want to remind you that our sister station is going to be at 4 Play Kitchen and Cocktails. I think that's where we're all going to gather.
So
stuff.
Stop in there.
Yeah, it's at 22nd and Blake, and it starts at 11 a.m. to 1. Okay, so the whole staff is going there, right? It's called Four Plague Kitchen and Cocktails, 22nd and Blake. So I asked our boss if we have a tab, yep. You know, just a $100.
What?
Really?
That's all our company put up for us to drink on.
Yeah, well, that's a lot.
That'll be done in 5 minutes.
That's a lot.
I was like, wait, what? Yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I guess I'll put my credit card down. Our company is so cheap, isn't it? So cheap.
Well,
all right.
I can see why a place wouldn't give a tab, though, on opening day.
No, they're not, but we're buying one for $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, like companies put down tabs. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
For our people.
Yeah.
No, not this time. No, not this time. Maybe next year. Yeah, exactly. Maybe next. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Yep, you got clouds in the area. Going to rain. Maybe a little bit of snow, but it's going to be later on this afternoon.
BJ and Jamie.
As it was. BJ and Jamie, morning show from the Bell Coast Studios right here, man. First, I want to play you the weather for today.
Okay.
We're going to play that for you because a lot of people are going to be out. Now, it's Colorado. We all can put up with the weather. It's no big deal. But I'll just let you know exactly what's going to occur today.
Bundle up. And if you're looking for a big warm-up in store today, just not going to happen. Nope. It's a pinpoint weather alert day. We've got snow arriving this afternoon, this evening. Temp's going to stay pretty much in the 30s for most of our day. Oh. We should barely get to about 40, 41 for the afternoon high. It's going to get breezy. 10 to 20, gusts up to 25 this afternoon, this evening. Going to be chilly today and got those snow showers moving in, so be prepared.
Boom. There you are. Be prepared.
I'm so sad because I'm going to go home and change out of my Adorbs pants, my Zara pants, and I'm going to put on snow pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like that Michelin man.
Why don't you try Long Johns?
Who's he?
No, get some Long John underwear.
Long Johns?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that since Nom.
Well, I haven't heard Nom since Nom. So there you go. No, just go get yourself some thermal pants.
Some of those hot chilies.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. You got to be down there for the party. Yeah. Well, just never leave the bar.
But then I'll be all sweaty crotch.
Yeah, with the stove pants and stuff. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. That's the forecast for today. Have a great time downtown. Now, I want to play the new Ed Sheeran song.
Okay.
We played it earlier this morning. What did you think of it?
I think it's catchy. It stuck in my head.
It did?
Yeah. Some people didn't like it.
I think it's going to take a couple more spins, maybe.
Spins? Do you have a record player over there?
I'm on the ones and twos. You know I do. BJ controls the ones and twos on this show.
No, it's very hip right now to be a DJ. I had no idea you had a turntable.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, there's three of them. Whoa.
I can't wait for you to go to the gate and get the hell out of here. Okay,
that is mean and hurtful.
I'm just being real serious.
By the way, they are going to have a DJ spinning on the ones and twos in McGregor Square.
They are?
A live DJ, yeah.
They didn't call me?
Well, yeah, they love how
they should have called me.
You are the mix master.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But they did not. Sorry.
All right, this song from Ed Sheeran dropped last night, and it's called Azizam.
Noxzema.
Here, check this out. Here's Ed.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Week in the shorts.
What do you think there? Ed Sheeran. That's pretty good, I think. Second time, I liked it better.
I know, and I feel bad I stole your Noxzema joke. I apologize.
Yeah, I can never remember the name of this song, and I called it Noxzema off the air.
All the time. What about that Noxzema song? And so now it's stuck
in my
head.
What is Noxzema?
I
know it from something.
It's from our teenage years, and you put it all over your face and stuff.
You put it where?
You clean it. You clean your face with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anti-acne.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Ed Sheeran. Noxzema. Right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now, what were we talking about?
Schmidl. Oh, you mean off the air?
Yeah.
Oh,
Schmidl.
Yeah.
Schmidl.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, we have trouble in River City. Or where'd that come from? What is that from? Gunsmoker?
Is it from a movie?
I don't know. I feel like I was little when my dad would say that. Anyway, there's some love problems, right? Mm-hmm. Love problems.
Yeah, there's no love.
There is no love. And so Schmidl has been dating this girl, but then all of a sudden we found out today that she hasn't really seen him for 3 weeks and she keeps blowing him off for these other dudes. And he wants to break up. And we're like, We have bad news.
Well, here's the thing I said to Jamie. I said, Jamie, I'm a little confused on something. Schmidel, you weren't in the room. So,
yeah.
But we've already told you this conversation.
Yeah.
So you're not, I'm not springing it on you for the first time. But I told you, I said, I don't understand why you schedule having a conversation later today by phone and we're going to break up then. The way I see it is, it's over.
It's done.
Done.
Yeah.
Finished.
Yeah.
Call it quits.
You don't even have to call it.
No. It's
There's
over.
No calling. It's done.
Yeah.
But he's like,
leave it at that.
He goes, but yeah, but she gives mixed messages because she tells me she loves me.
Well, it's not mixed anymore.
Well, and it's not love if you treat somebody like that.
No.
Yeah.
So we're telling you just to ghost him.
Just go.
Just ghost?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it'll get to her.
Well, yeah. It's all right. So here's the thing. I'm a girl, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, when we date somebody like him that we know is not strong enough to do that, it's not going to, we know it's not going to happen. But
yeah.
when you right. do find that guy that's like that and he does ghost you, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's maddening because you're like, don't you know who you are?
Yeah.
And this, I put you in your place.
Well, just so the audience knows, like the last three girlfriends that I've ever, every girlfriend I've ever had, I've never been the one to break up. Not one time in my entire life.
Yeah, that doesn't make you attractive either.
Yeah.
I don't feel like
you're the... I'm just trying to be honest. I'm
I don't
not
feel like
to
you're
attractive.
The one in this one either.
Dude. Well, right, yeah. I mean,
I don't think you're the one doing it in this one either.
I feel
you're
like
just.
She's the pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but here's the downside of all this, okay?
Yeah.
If you ghost now, because now we've talked about it.
Right.
And she knows that it's not you ghosting, it's BJ and Jamie are ghosting.
But she also knows he's not
right,
capable.
Right, right. And we know, so.
Yeah.
All right,
it was
good
like
luck.
When I, like, my ex-husband was you, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I kind of controlled everything, and I, you know, wasn't that pleasant sometimes.
Yeah.
And the day I found out he was having an affair, it was like, oh, my God, don't you know that that is not even possible?
Yeah. I see what you're saying, yeah.
And Spindle, to your defense on this, it's rare where you find a situation with couples where the guy controls everything. I'm fortunate. I've got it that way, okay?
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, there you go. That's the answer. Creeping.
This is
there it is. Creeping. That is the answer for Spadil.
Okay.
Think about it.
Can I talk to you guys for a second? I think everything we said off the air, I don't think it should go on the air.
I agree. I agree. 100%.
Look.
I just, what?
I won't say anything. I'm just going to. Hey, Spadil, are you watching the Texnado?
No.
There's a lot of chicks that want to hook up with you.
Yeah, they're coming after you, man.
Yeah,
and of course BJ can't just be happy for that. He's like Mandy. You know she's beefy.
Oh my God.
I would never.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ever say something like that, Jamie. That is so.
What
wrong
did you say?
For you to say, huh?
What'd you say?
Yeah, exact word.
I didn't say anything.
And then, if I'll just be honest then, so I go, oh my God, you don't know that. And you're like, you know, Mandy, it's like a Tammy, they're all beefy. And then you go, you know what though? Maybe that's what he needs in life. Maybe he needs the beefy girl, you know? And then Carson chimes in like, yeah, a slump buster.
Oh my God.
I didn't have a problem getting like laid or anything. I have a problem like just finding a girlfriend that I want to keep around.
No, but you need something to get you over that hump. You
where know? You're the guy that's like the superstar,
yeah,
right? You're like you're the one that's in control
you're
and all
the
that
one that's sought after.
Yeah. Yeah. And so apparently, according to these two yahoos, it's a beefy girl.
I thought we weren't going to say anything out of the air.
I just
never heard the word slump buster.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Oh yeah, it's definitely it's a thing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, that's sad. I wonder if I've been one of those. I bet I have. Oh no.
Yeah, you have. I mean, we're all going to be honest.
Yeah, that hurts.
Spadil.
Ah, God.
Her name's Mandy. Give her a call.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom.
Bam, 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 bam.
Have fun at the game today?
I will.
Opening day, man.
Yeah, go Rockies.
Yeah, Rockies. Stay warm.
It looks cold down there, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, put on an extra pair of drawers. You're going to need
I got my long johns.
You're going to need your long johns.
I learned about long johns. Isn't that those the ones with the flap in the back and you pull them down so you can go...
I think you can get them that way. I don't know for sure. Yeah. I know they're thermal. Yeah. Thermal underwear.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice.
So, but they'll keep you warm. They work. All right. Have fun at the game today. Hey. Everybody have a great weekend. Carson, you have fun in St. Louis.
Yeah. He's going to go see the Blues win.
Yeah.
No, we're going to see them lose.
The Blues.
And we're going to end their 11-game streak.
Can I give you one little bit of advice?
Yeah.
Because he's going to my turf.
Yeah.
Go through White Castle. The drive-through.
Okay.
Yeah. White Castle. I mean, those are the fresh ones. I know they sell the frozen ones, but it's just not the same as
I've never had true fresh White Castle.
You're going to like it.
Okay.
Delicious. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy and go Abs, I guess.
Go Abs,
right?
Baby.
And go Rockies opening day. All right. We'll see you back here Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe and don't drink and drive. And take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.